Amen. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you once again. We have come before you again tonight that you might wash us by the washing of the water by the word, that we might be a true reflection of thine. Lord, that is why we are here, so that we can be embittered, better servants, better fathers, better mothers. Help us, Lord. Oh God, we just bow before you that you might send help once more. To get ourselves out of the way that you might be seen, oh God. Forgive us of our shortcomings, dear Father. And tonight again, Lord, pour down your blessings. Let your presence fill the temple. Fill the temples of our hearts, oh God. We live here better than we have come. Bless the reading of your word. Bless every comment, oh dear Father. Don't let me speak of my own, Lord. Close my mouth where necessary, Lord. Open it wide where necessary, oh dear Father. That it might be a blessing to your people. Thank you so much, Lord. Jesus Christ, holy name we pray. God bless you once again. Welcome you to the house of God. And I'm so happy that most of you are still around. It's a great sacrifice. The Lord bless you. Let's read the scripture before you sit down. John chapter 8, verse 58. Sorry, 31, 8:31-36. John 8:31-36. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's seed, and we are never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided ever. The son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You may be seated. Well, we'll read one or two more verses. They are all familiar scriptures. Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter. Then we'll read 18 and 19 of Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Look up. For I testify unto every man that you have read the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. The Lord had his blessings to these portions of his word tonight in our hearts in Jesus Christ's name. Like I promised in the morning, I have a very long way to go, but I promise you sincerely, I will make it short. I will just leave other things alone. God will put it in the heart of other ministers to preach. How do I even know whether what I'm preaching is what they have just finished preaching? So it's the same message. So I can't finish it. No matter how enthused I am, it's an inexhaustible fountain of life. So I know it's a great sacrifice, especially to sit down, to hear the word, and then be tired. I feel what you're feeling. So by the grace of God, I will just take a little portion out of it. Because if we have to go, as the road is sweet and the road is neat, and want to go on that speed, I will wear you out. And I wouldn't want to do that. I discover in the morning that I was losing the congregation. See, when you see they are no more flowing with you, it's a good time that you should cut it. I'm sorry for keeping you too long. I'm going to preach this evening a little sermon. I'll title our sermon today. Our sermon today. What we preach. What are we preaching? What are we preaching? That's what I want to title. That's the title of my sermon. What are we preaching? Our sermon today is what? What is it? Because we got to know what we are really preaching. Now, just trust that if God will just give me grace within that 1 hour, we should be closing. My problem is I don't wake up on time. And I try to God will help me so that I will not drag you too far. Let's just go straight to this word. Now, the denominations in the time of Jesus missed the message of their day, not because they were not practicing the Bible. What they were practicing was written in the scroll. Why did they miss their visitation? They did not know what Jesus was preaching. And it's very possible for people not to know what we are really dragging at. We may not know the depth of you must know the message that is being taught by our prophets and nothing else. That's why I read that part of the scripture of Revelation chapter 22 that you should not add anything to it. Nothing should be removed from it. No matter how fine it looks.
I may not diversify.
I will leave the thought to you to decide.
But if the anointing carry me beyond my control, just bear with me.
But I'm a gentle man to the call.
I hope that is true. I'm a very gentle brother. My sister-in-law was saying my brother is very gentle. I said, is he not like me?
Also very, very gentle.
But I'm not timid.
Hallelujah.
So the reason why the denominations of the time of Jesus Christ missed the message was because they didn't know what Jesus was giving to them. Each age has its own message.
Amen and amen.
Look, Jesus was giving them freedom that you are set free. Whosoever the word of God, the man of God, son of God are set free is free indeed. They are still telling him we are Abraham's children. That is to say, we know what we are talking about. But they didn't know.
Hallelujah.
Because they didn't know, that was why they were practicing things, doing things that was not according to the message of their age.
Each age has its message.
Ages before it, no matter how wonderful those messages have been, they are contaminated.
They are not for us.
So let's be very watchful, because we are not contending for our church. We are not contending for our positions. We are contending for the truth. And the truth is the message of our day.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus will raise up maybe a cripple on Sabbath day, and they will tell him that what he was doing was wrong, in a way, they were correct. For the age that they were referring to, they were very correct. But for the age that they were living in, they were wrong. They were not quoting out of context, but they were quoting without revelation.
Hallelujah.
Each age has its message. Each age has its messenger. The difference between us and Deeper Life and other churches is this message. Nothing again. If we begin to do what they are doing, there is no difference. We may have a difference in name,
but there's no difference.
So it got to be the message or not. Outside of Malachi 4, don't give me anything. Don't preach anything. Preach Malachi 4 and Malachi 4 alone.
Amen.
I don't confuse me by saying, oh, this one came after the seal. If but Abraham did not change it, leave it there. But if he had changed it, it remained changed.
Amen.
But Abraham told us that to step out of this message of the hour is dead.
We have the message of today and nothing else
will satisfy the bride. The essence of us coming to the house of God, we have not put full stop to our learnings. If you're learning, in your learning, you have put a full stop, you are dead.
You're already gone.
But Abraham said, we'll just put a comma, not a prayer.
That is why we are growing.
Growth will bring changes. By the time you get to a point, you don't change again.
Of course, if you are instead of going up, you'll be coming down.
You must be changing. That is why we are message believers.
Hallelujah.
To step out of the message of the hour is death and chaos. And not necessarily rejecting it completely. There are many people, they don't reject the message completely, but they add here the subtractia.
And that is why we must be careful, because we are going somewhere.
We are not here to while away time. There is a place where we are going. We are pilgrims and we are in a journey. We are going somewhere.
And God has given us the road map.
And if you don't follow the road map, you will surely going to be lost.
Amen.
Let's read this quote to begin with.
Very familiar quote.
The end time evangelism, paragraph 63. Each age has its message and its messengers.
They are very familiar thing. Let me go down because of our time to paragraph 64, middle of it.
And when man step across the message of the hour, we have a message. What do we call it? Message of the hour. We are not preaching Moses' message. We are not preaching Noah's message. They are just here as example.
But Abraham said they are already contaminated.
Don't get angry
when I show you from horse's mouth to survive.
Hallelujah. When man stepped across the message of the hour, what will happen? He brought death and chaos to the whole human. Death and chaos. Now, that's how much the message means to me. The reason why I left Equa Church is because I saw the message of my day. I remember that it wasn't just a complete blank denial of what God said that he believed. It was taking what God said and whitewashing it over. or just misconstrued just a little bit, just adding a little bit to it, or taking a little bit away from it.
And you know the course what the Bible said. We are believers of this message. Are we not?
We are message believers.
And this message that we are believing is the only message that can prepare the bride.
My idea is not necessary. Your idea is not necessary. My thinking is nonsense. What is important is the message of the hour. Anything that you add to it will cause us death. Will cause us what? Chaos.
Hallelujah. Because we don't have time, I will just concentrate on why we preach this message.
Why?
Let me run down. Why we don't preach other messages of gone ages?
Why?
The importance of it, we won't be able to get to that because of time.
But why?
There must be a reason.
Why we don't preach other messages of ages gone by? One, old messages of other ages are contaminated for today and can't be useful for our day.
Can be useful, as powerful as Moses' message was.
The bride of each age does not feed on the contaminated food, but on the fresh food. Rabbi said, fresh killing. That's what she's feeding on. Buzzards can do that, but not eagles.
Somebody asked a question, because I won't be able to read all the questions, but I'll give you the question. It's question 239 of COD. Question 239. Talked about Matthew 24, 28. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
Who is the carcass and who are the eagles?
The carcass is the word of this age. The eagles are the believers of the word of this age.
Hallelujah.
We won't have time to go to you know it.
Now, let me read from paragraph 54. Not what Noah are done. What Moses done, they are examples. We see and read what they did, but it is what he promised to do now.
If our brother can get it.
It's what he promised to do now.
That's what is important for us.
Not what Moses did. Not what Noah did. They are part of the Bible, but they are not for our day. We don't need them for our day, for our consumption. We don't. He was the word back there. That was a carcass for that day. The day of Wesley was a carcass for that day. The day of Lula was a carcass for that day. But they don't go back to that. That's already contaminated.
So if it's contaminated, why do you want to eat it? If you eat it, what will it cost you? Well, you take food that is contaminated. I don't want to waste it. I don't believe in waste.
And it's contaminated. And you eat it.
Then you will die. You kill yourself. Or injure yourself. Or cause trouble for yourself.
That is the same way with the world.
No matter how fine it looks. No matter how attractive it is, I don't care who is doing it and who is not doing it.
If it's not for this age, it's contaminated and you don't need them.
So begin to think, because I may not diversify.
They are contaminated. What was left over must be burned, of the communion even. Don't leave it for the next generation.
The Bible said when you are taking the communion, what is left over of it, don't even let it lay till morning. Burn it.
So refer back to that.
No, sir.
Do you need to refer back to that?
No, sir.
We got fresh food today. That is the word that is promised for this day, for this hour. Be made manifest in this hour. That is where the eagles are, where the carcass is. We can stay a long time on that, but I'm sure you understand what I mean.
So anything you want to practice, whether as a family, or as a church,
or as an individual, ask yourself, is that the one for this day?
If it's not,
I don't care how many years you have been doing it, do away with it. Otherwise, you cause what? Dead and chaos.
May God help us.
So the reason why we don't preach their message because of what?
It's contaminated.
Second reason, we'll cut it short. The life of God in his church is advancing.
God is not advancing, but he's advancing his people
to grow to the level of his expectation concerning the bride.
So because he's growing, then we have to grow with the food for that age.
When you are a child, Paul said, I behave like a child, but now that I'm a man, I behave like a man, and then put away what? Childish things.
The word of God had advanced on, and we are not expected to yet carry on
of other ages.
Why you carry on?
It's in the Bible.
It can be in the Bible, but it's not for you.
And you don't have the power to put it. I don't have the power to put it.
No matter how fine it looks.
If the prophet did not put it there, but Abraham said, we preach on enticing spirits. He said, this age that we have enticing spirits, that we entice the preachers, they will practice things, they will teach things that are contrary to the word. When we say contrary to the word, we are not saying it may be contrary to the Bible, it can be in the Bible, but contrary to the word for the age that we are living in.
We are different. We are different.
Eagle is different from vulture. Vulture can fly high, but the higher it flies, the less it sees.
But eagle will fly high, the higher it flies, the better it sees. They are not the same. But if we begin to compare ourselves with these Pentecostals, that they are chicken, that they can't fly above telephone poles,
and you begin to compare yourself with them, you don't know who you are. You don't know what you have.
We are not eating, carrying on.
We have a message for our age. In the message, the anointed ones at the end time. It's only once, paragraph 158.
I will just read a portion because of time.
We can't eat Pentecostal, a carry-on, Methodist, Baptist, see it becomes a carry-on.
We have fresh food, the word of this hour, so forth.
We have fresh food. Fresh food. We are not to pattern after anything else, but after this message of our day.
Sometimes I say things to give me pain. I'm sorry for this. I promise that I will not diversify, but let me draw this.
I've sat unconsciously with ministers, teachers of this world that are even better than me.
But let me just give you a little tip.
We are causing a lot of confusion in this generation that we are living in by the things we do.
They have a program on Friday for wedding, then they have another one on Saturday.
I've seen a card where a message believer said, one, it's a traditional wedding on Friday. On Saturday, it says white wedding.
White wedding. Which one is white wedding?
Let me tell you, church. If not for the message of our day, there is no marriage that nothing concerns church with marriage.
Sound hard.
Show me one place from Genesis to Revelation where priests join people together. One place. But the message of our day, what did he say?
He said marriage belongs to what?
House of God.
Somebody asked me a question recently this month.
He said, Pastor, I need some scriptures where marriage is belonging to the house of God.
I said, you won't get it. But read 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 or so, prayerfully.
But we have a message for our own age.
The reason why we bring our wedding to church, I'm not talking of building, you understand what I mean?
Where we bring a minister to it is because the message of the hour says so.
So I was in engagement on Friday. I said, engage what?
Because it's sounding strange to me.
Engagement?
We are talking to ourselves now.
Let's leave denominations alone.
Say engagement on Friday.
I said, oh, they have not done engagement before.
Because we are causing confusion to this generation. We must use the right word to get the right results. We may have understanding of what we are saying, but the children we are bringing up, we get lost. But Abraham said, if Pentecostals continue the way they are going in the next 50 years, during his time, he said they will be worse than
Catholic.
May it not be our portion.
And that is why God gave us the fivefold.
We are not fighting one another.
We are just trying iron sharpened iron.
We are trying to be a help to one another. Let us examine our activities. Let's examine what we do. Let's examine what we practice and bring them before the present tense word.
If it doesn't agree, I advise you, drop it.
We are going to heaven,
and the roadmap is given to us.
He does not need my idea. He does not need yours. Drop your own. Let me drop my own. Let's come into the ocean of the world that God has given to us and swim in it and swim by it.
There are many of them. I won't mention much. I don't want to lose you. I want your attention.
Hallelujah.
The bride is advancing.
We are not stagnated.
I said it before and I want to say it again.
If you get to a point that you put full stop in your learning, you are gone.
Because no sermon will mean anything to you. It's just wasting time. We are going to a level where I don't think I should pick any offense. Even when I finish now, precious pastor, if you come and say what I have said, all of them are nonsense. I will shake his hand and say, brother, God bless you.
I have done Jehovah's bidding.
We are talking to ourselves.
We are not contending for nothingness. I'm not contending to be popular. I'm only contending for the truth. And it doesn't matter how it sounds. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. We have signed our life to this message.
Why we don't preach the messages gone by? The life of God in the church had advanced.
We don't eat Pentecostal carry-on. We have our own fresh food.
Capital F.
Fresh food. What is that fresh food? The word of this
power.
But Abraham said, old messages of other ages do not matter to the bride of today.
It doesn't matter to them. They don't care about it.
They have no business with them.
In the message, trying to do God a service without being his will, which is very common today.
You can do God a service without being his will.
How will you do that?
He gave us five things. I may not be able to bring that out now. Five things for you to check up what you are doing is according to the will of God. It must be according to the word of the hour.
If you forget about other things, don't forget that.
The essence of God sending to us our prophets, William Lennon Abraham, is to bring us out like Jesus did in his age. He brought them out of Judaism and brought them into the message of that day.
Others were not the fornicators and liars.
But they rejected the message of their day.
And that's what brought death.
Death is not a natural death. It's eternal separation from God. One word should not be added. One word should not be removed. It should be a pure message. We are different people. We are peculiar people. We are holy nation. We are not made like others. And we cannot be like them. And we should never desire to be like them.
Don't. So old message does not matter to us. We don't have anything to think about it.
Let's read it together now. And the message trying to do God a service without it being his will.
Well, that's the way Christ is himself, the gospel. The message is what Christ is. That is what the message is. When you want to see the message of the hour, there is nothing else you can see but that message. Nothing else.
When you begin to look at this way, look at that way. In fact, you see one of the trouble of the church, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a language of the devil. It doesn't matter. It's the beginning of compromising. It doesn't matter.
The other church is doing it.
The other country is doing it.
Our headquarter is not just Voice of God, the Barnacles, or Voice of God recordings.
Our headquarter is in heaven.
Amen.
That's where our headquarter is.
And Abraham said, the bride of this hour will follow this message to his headquarters.
All right.
When you want to see the message of the hour, there's nothing else you can see but that. That's all. Everything else is gone. The rest of it is just a filler.
See?
When you want to see the message, that was in Noah's time. When Noah and his group, when they saw the message, nothing else mattered. When Moses' group saw it, nothing else mattered. When John's group saw it, nothing else mattered. When Jesus' group saw it, nothing else mattered. When the apostles' group saw it, nothing else mattered. When Luther's group saw it, Wesley's group saw it, Pentecostal group saw it, nothing else mattered. They pull away from everything else. Why? For by foreknowledge, he predestinated those things to happen.
So for you to believe this message, if you are not ordained by God, you can't believe it. Because it will be too rich for you.
It will destroy your stomach, your stomach gastronomy.
It's too rich. It's only the bride that will take this message.
Our pastor was, when he was taking out one of our prayer meetings, last time we met in ministers meeting, he said something. He said, but Abraham says,
in the straight is the gate, that if you take the grace of God, if 12, if a dozen will make it.
Did you say it? Why? People are deviating gradually by one word.
It doesn't matter.
We are taking one another to be absolute instead of the message. It's good to look up to somebody. But who is that somebody?
That somebody deviates a little bit and you want to follow him. Blind leading the blind. What will happen? When you have seen this message, brother, sister,
nothing else matters to you. In fact, there is nothing a Pentecostal man can dish out that will satisfy my soul.
Nothing.
And I don't get moved because I see some, like I call in the morning, gymnastics. I don't get moved about that. You got to stay with this truth, hold to it, hook, nail, and sinker, no deviation, no addition, no suppression, leave it where it is. The food is already being cooked, it's only stored in the storehouse. You only warm it under the anointing and serve it. No addition of Maggi, no addition of sugar, no addition of salt. Serve it where it is.
Just give it to the people. Those that are ordained will eat it. You will never be able to differentiate between the two spirits that are controlling the world today.
Outside of Malachi 4.
You cannot.
To be able to differentiate the workings of the two spirits that are controlling the universe, you got to take this message and swallow it.
Not just eat it and chew it and throw it away. You chew it, you swallow it. According to Revelation chapter 10, from verse 8 down, what God told the bride, take the robe from the angel's hand, eat it up, swallow it. It will be sweet in your mouth, but in your belly, it will be bitter. Yes, it's bitter.
There is no way. But Abraham says,
his mother used to give him castor oil. He said, I don't like it.
But the mother said, it will do you good.
He said, it's making me to be sick. He said, yes, but it will do you good.
So that is why we take this God's pill that God has given to us, the way it is.
We must be a complete Nazarene, not alike to this world, just like Samson was to the seven locks. The seven cosmos that God has given to us, we must be Nazarite to it, to all that we know, to all that we have. If they are not agreeing with them, let's drop them and let's move on
with the message. Think deeply.
I don't need to tell you.
We are all standing before the mirror, and the mirror is the word.
And when you are there, you don't see anybody but yourself.
Hallelujah.
There are two spirits, and each one is calling his own. And you know the worst part? The evil one is even calling the one that is not his own.
The good spirit, which is the spirit of God, is only calling those that are his.
But evil one is calling everybody. Evil spirit is working by deception. Why the Holy Spirit is calling out the bride to the word of promise.
What is the word of promise?
The word of this hour.
The hour we are living in.
Luther's message was wonderful. Pentecostal message was,
they were all wonderful.
But they cannot help the bride today.
And we don't need them.
It's very, one of the most difficult things in life is change.
But it's inevitable.
It's inevitable.
You must change.
We are not fighting one another. We are fighting the devil. And the only way we fight the devil is by this word.
I can preach anything. Everybody will be jumping up and screaming. But by the time I'm gone, what good does it do to you?
It's better I tell you something as my friends, as loved ones, the absolute, the truth of nothingness.
We have gone far. We can't return back. We have crossed Red Sea. We can't go back. There's no bridge.
So how do you go back?
You just perish.
Hallelujah.
One of them is the Holy Spirit. The other one is devil spirit working in deception.
So it takes, let me go down because of our time. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is here vindicating the word of the hour. And the Holy Spirit is doing this so that the people that believe God will be called out of this chaos.
Don't you know? You think all these nations are,
they are in chaos. They are in confusion. They don't know their way out. And they are so educated until God is being educated out of their minds.
No, nothing.
General Basia says so.
What does he have to say
to this age?
Where was he when God called Abraham?
Where was he?
Why didn't God call him
and make me to be the messenger of this age?
I don't care what they say.
They can say, I'm the prophet of this age.
That is to our own foolishness, not to the bride.
We know who is the prophet of this age.
We know
whom we are following.
Not cunningness of human being, but the vindicated word for this hour.
Hallelujah.
So the bride of Jesus Christ, to be able to differentiate between these two spirits,
you must have this present day truth.
Like I was saying in the morning,
ordinarily,
to a Pentecostal man, if I said, thus says the Lord, and it came to pass, am I not a true prophet? But it's more than that.
Abraham said, watch Balaam. His prophecies were correct. His prophecies were, thus says the Lord.
We still quote some of those words to fight the devil today.
Is that not? But watch his teachings. It takes the eye of an eagle to be able to bring out what Balaam did. Ordinarily, to an ordinary man, you will not see the error of Balaam because he went to God and God said, go.
But it was wrong.
His teachings were wrong.
Because the death of about 20,000,
because he told them to marry each other.
There are people in this message now that will tell you who is a believer.
Their daughters are married out to denominations.
This is the word of God before me.
I'm not lying to you.
I have friends.
When you see us angry sometimes, it's not because we are angry with the people. We are angry with the movement.
Their children are married out
to denominations.
Who is a believer?
Only God knows who is a believer.
They go there and also pick wives.
Ask my brother.
He will tell you something.
Some of them are pastors of this message.
What was the cause?
Doesn't matter.
When you hear that language, put on your spiritual thinking garments. Because Satan is about to drop something.
It matters a lot. Every small thing matters to the bride.
Hallelujah.
If there is a difference between you and your idea is different from God's word, but Abraham said, you need to sit down and think over it.
In the message, he was to pass this way, paragraph 95.
If your idea, your practice, your system is different from God's word for this hour,
he says, sit down and think over it.
Listen, now, that's a good place to sit. Where two ways meet, yours and God, your idea and his. That's a good time to sit down and think it over.
Your own thoughts about him. What his word says he is. What you think he is. And what the word says he is. What the message of the hour is to your thinking. And what the message of the hour is to the word. That is the difference. Sit there, think over it a little while.
Sit down and think. We have only one thing that can help us, and that's a message. And there is nothing better than that. If there is something better than that, God has so loved the world, he will have given it to us.
When you take this message with your levity hand, it shows you have not gotten the revelation of what we are talking about.
Don't add anything. Don't remove anything.
Even if it was done in the time of Moses, let me tell you, church, it may be hard for you to believe, but maybe you find grace to understand the thought of my heart.
We are not preaching exactly the message of Paul.
I said that I saw in the preview of the bride. Yeah, I believe with you. I believe with you. There are things that Paul teaches that we don't believe today.
Okay, let's say pass.
We'll bring it out now.
That's how I used to do at home. And I shake it very well, and they are all looking at me and say, hold on.
We are brethren.
I don't want to give you something that is wrong, and you don't want to take something that is wrong. So we are all trying to protect ourselves. So it's a good thing.
1 Timothy chapter 3. Let's see what Paul taught. Because of our time, let's read verse 3. For our brother can forget it so that we'll all be there.
He's talking about bishop, the qualification of a bishop, isn't it? Because of our time. Is that true?
All right.
Not giving to wine, no striker, no greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Let's wait there.
The first word there, not giving to what?
Wine.
Hold that word. Go to verse 8.
Likewise,
he's giving you the qualification of deacon now.
The deacons must be grave, not double tongue, not giving too much wine.
Underline that.
He didn't say they should not drink. Is that what Paul preached? Is that what Paul preached? Today, do we drink?
Because you are not a deacon, you can drink.
We are Nazarites. We can't drink. The only time we take anything like that is at the Lord's table. And that's all.
If you are drinking, because you are not converted.
Converted will not drink. That is the message of the hour.
That's what he said.
The general overseer said, we don't believe in drinking. We don't believe in smoking. He said, don't ask me those nonsense questions.
We have a message of our own. We are not repeating what Paul preached.
We have our own message. If that is what governs our conduct, that's what governs our order, that's what governs what? Our teachings.
Nothingness. Go and Google something and come and give to me. I will not even look at it two times. Because that is not the message of our day. You can only Google to get the definition of words. If he agrees with what the prophet has given us. If he doesn't agree, I will still deny Google.
10,000 times.
Sometimes we are not patient with one another to be able to understand what the other party is trying to say. Because we have a mind made up. And once we have a mind made up, the other party is a devil.
Or you should grow to a level that those things should not move you. What would they call me today? That is a little bit closer to what they call Jesus. But Abraham, what did they call him?
In the message rapture.
He said, among all the hypocrites on the world, Abraham tops it all.
I'm sure you're familiar with that quote. He says so. So who am I? I'm just a little boy under brother Abraham. So what would they do not even make me to feel bad.
Telling the truth. Because we have a focus. This bride must feed on nothing else but the word of this hour. Nothing else. No more. No less.
That's all.
I promise you I will keep time. I will stop. I'll leave the thought with you. The word of this hour is unusual.
Bible says God is in an unusual manner.
And many a times we quote those things, then we forget. We are unusual people. We are not like the world. We are not like denominations.
We are not,
and the bride can never be.
Hallelujah.
It's unusual. So the word of this hour is an unusual word.
It makes good men,
Balaam said, to stumble over.
To fulfill Romans 9:33.
To stumble over.
Because it's an unusual thing.
How can somebody who is not educated, hardly could have any certificate to tender, come to third world, not even in an ordinary country like our own, in an advanced country, America, to come up and say he has a message?
He must be sure what he's talking about.
He was very sure what he was talking about. That's why we stand before the people and say, thousands of visions, tell me one that fails.
Only somebody that was guessing two things now.
People will come to you and say, but Abraham, I believe I have faith. I have faith. I'm here. I do this.
I say, wait, let me consult God.
He was operating like Jesus did, fulfilling John 5:19. He does nothing until he sees it by the Father. Then he operates. I believe. If he, Brother said, well, let me see vision. The leg is shorter than the other. I said, no, I believe she came with a shoe that is equal size. How will you believe such a person that doesn't have it? But she didn't have it. Abraham said, okay, let us pray.
He prayed. The following meeting, the following day, the leg remained the same.
She came back again. He said, but you say you believe. But I told you that I should wait. I should see vision. He said, you don't need vision. He operated like Jesus did. Because it's the ministry of Jesus Christ that is reincarnated again. That's why I am the one consigning here. The same.
The only difference is the flesh. So you come in the time of Jesus and say Abraham is our father.
Which Abraham?
Abraham is our father. And today is Sabbath. You are not supposed to.
Who is the Lord of Sabbath that you are questioning? Who? The main man that gave you that there are three ways that Sabbath should be celebrated. You are arguing with him. God had his own Sabbath. The people that are in the same place have their own Sabbath in a particular day. We are having our own Sabbath, which is the battle of the Holy Ghost in our soul. The same thing, but not the same manner.
So you sit down there and say, no, Sunday is just see me. We are resting. That's why some people don't come the second time. So just see me. We are resting.
So just to serve God.
Why do we gather on Sunday?
Is it our own idea?
No.
The word of the hour says so. Why do we meet on Wednesday? Is it our own idea? No. It is the Holy Ghost that set the church in order. It's not that if you pray on Tuesday, God will not hear.
We are following a pattern.
I told you about three P's. Purpose, program or plan, and then pattern. The program is what you are here to fulfill. And if you must fulfill that purpose, then you must follow the pattern, which is the message of your day. The plan of how it should be executed
is not in your hands. It's the hand of God. You can do it the way you want to do it.
The way he did for this brother may not be the way you do my own, but we will arrive to our destination. So that's why you see some people say, your own too much. I don't know your own purpose. Me, I know my purpose. Hallelujah. As a warrior, as my name is, so I want to be a warrior, not a warrior of boxing one another, but stay with the war, regardless who is standing with you.
Hallelujah. And you must be courageous. You must be courageous. If you are not courageous, you will compromise. Because you want to make people happy and you will be popular.
But I don't need it. You don't need it either. You can't be popular with this message. No, sir. You go outside to tell somebody about this message, you think they will look at you as if you are normal.
You say something is wrong with you.
Yes, something is wrong with us.
And something is wrong with them.
Yes. Something has changed in us. That's why we are what we are. And nothing has changed. That's why they are what they are. And there's nothing in them that can be changed. So they will remain the way they are and be getting worse. You must be getting what? Better.
Let's read this quote. We have a few minutes. I'll close now.
God's word calls for total separation. Calls
for what?
Total. From every unbelief. We said in the morning, Abraham said, the greatest demon
is unbelief. You can search it, is there.
Greatest demon.
So you can wear suit and carry Bible in your armpit and you are having demon of unbelief.
I know Abraham said it. I don't believe it. Because it doesn't matter. And you are a believer.
That's if you are.
Maybe your time to be a believer has not come. Or you are not ordained to see it.
One or the two.
Let me read this. So it is today, brethren, that the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ and his promised word of this hour is so unusual. Good man stumble over it. It's too unusual.
Good men, they stumble over it.
There are churches, ministers, well-respected, fine churches, but they are not ready to go all the way with this message.
But if you want to meet the Lord and meet Brother Abraham in the morning, you must stay with this message.
He says, don't put me to shame. Hold the message, taking side with Jesus. Stay with this message. You must be enthused with the message. Young people, you must be enthused with this message. Let you feel like a drunkard with it.
Don't look at it as it's mama so, it's daddy so. What the father, your father need to be there is what you need. That's what the prophet mean by there's no grandson, no grandchild. It's not that we don't have grandchildren in the church.
Hallelujah. It's too unusual. They said the dead was raised up, the blind see, the deaf hear. The Holy Spirit designed the thought for tells things that is coming to pass. Never fail it one time. They can't grasp it. It's so unusual. Well,
it's telepathy.
Oh, it's evil spirit. Just like they did in that day. The unusualness of the word of God.
This message is very unusual. By the time we make it common like a denominational way, we will look like them.
You may not wear a ring.
Hallelujah.
That does not mean because of that you are a Christian. You are a believer of this message because you swallow this message hook, nail, and sinker. Swallow it.
Of course, it's not easy.
But that is the only gospel.
appeal.
I'll read the last quote.
To eat and drink his flesh is to live by every word of God. Not to think about what people have got to say or try to, and then we'll try to adjust the message to please the people.
You should not try to adjust the message.
Yes. Evangelist continue his own way. Apostle his own way. The teacher on his own way. We are all there to dress the bride. Not by our own clothes.
We are not to dress them by our own clothes.
We are to dress them by the provided clothes, which is the message of the hour. So what do we preach?
I'm asking a question.
What do we preach today?
Don't add anything to it.
Don't remove anything from it. Yeah, they are doing it in the time of this. Yeah, they are doing it. It's in the Bible. If the prophet did not bring it up and practice it, do away with them.
We are going somewhere.
Man, let me read that quote. Just short.
I'll read it now. Close.
In the message, the harvest time.
That's where we are now.
274. And all these other things he had begun to say, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man. What do you think a doctor would have taught sitting in the meeting? Or sitting in there. What do you think any man would? Just common thinking. You have to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
That was the message of Jesus Christ. You have to eat my flesh, drink my blood.
Somebody was Pentecostal
was preaching.
Up to now, he's sending meetings because I don't answer him again. Because one was answering bomba to bomba. He left me alone. But now he came back. What was he saying?
He said Jesus was not a good church administrator. He scattered his church by himself.
You think Jesus was after multitudes like they are? How can you get a church number 5,000 and scatter them? And have only 11 or 12.
He wasn't a good church administrator.
So who is a good church administrator now? The very man that say you called you, the very man that you say you are preaching, is not that is man that doesn't have sense. You have better sense.
I don't know what to call it. If it's not foolishness,
that's what I call religious foolishness.
Jesus doesn't know how to administer.
How can you say it, my friend? You should have found a way of saying it.
You can find a way of saying things to make people to like you,
but we haven't liked you. Why don't you say it and heaven likes you and you are disliked from the earth and heaven will fight for you? If God for us is for us,
who will be against us? You don't look for that. Friendship is a gift from God. It's not what you buy.
They say this man is a vampire, not a minister. Stay away from that man. He is crazy. Stay away from him. But it was the truth. It was the truth.
Except you eat it,
you perish. You will all die. If you don't eat it,
if I told them that, yes, your fathers ate manna in wilderness, all of them what?
They died.
What was that?
They never had eternal life in them. They died.
There are people that, Rabbi even said that, they even, if you exhibit a spirit of being quiet and simple and being loving, those priests, they were even more loved than Jesus. Hey, my thing is, this one is a problem. The priest will say, a good walking will say, come and take.
Many times we get wrong conception of what love is. The only conception for a poor man to understand love is financial giving. Even if you say you are praying for him, it means nothing to him. If you don't give him money, you don't love him.
But let me tell you,
you can give without being loving.
So don't limit love to just because he gives you money that can perish.
I'll close with this thought. That's the same thing today. The bread. Baron said that's the same thing today. So you have to eat it, drink it. The same way that Jesus said it, so that is the same thing today. You got to drink it and eat it, or what happened?
You perish.
The bread and wine is only a symbol
for that time.
Don't let that natural thing get you down. You got to eat Christ, which is the word that you live by. Every word that proceeded, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
This is where we have to miss it.
Abraham said it. What but Abraham brought to us is from Genesis to Revelation.
Glory be to God.
You got to understand the thought of God concerning Genesis to Revelation. Otherwise, this morning, we all have come with one to do or the thing or something else. It's in your Bible. But when you follow it to Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation, you know you don't need it because one has been provided for you already, which is Christ. So understand what the prophet is saying. Follow this message to his headquarters. That is the only thing that will change us. That is the only thing that will transform us. That is the only thing that will make our homes sweet.
We don't govern our homes by our traditions. But Abraham said the reason why Jeremiah was a weeping prophet was because of tradition of men.
Carry this tradition, we carry that tradition. When even Paul was against, even Paul was against. But we are carrying them along. We are comfortable with them. We feel we are all right.
Iron, sharpening that iron.
If you shake my hand when we close.
God bless you. God bless you. Let's pray.
I don't mean to be rough, and I don't mean to be odd.
I don't mean to be critical. I just want to do the best I can to make us think right. The only thing that can make us think right is when God changes our mind. Change our thinking.
Because what you are doing is not better than your thinking.
Talk to God and say, God, help me.
When the prophet said you should pray for the church where you fellowship, many times we don't even bother about it. We don't even know the importance of it.
But Abraham said, what becomes of voice of God?
Abraham tabernacle is not his headache.
If they allow Brother Nevi to preach Jehovah's Witness message to them,
that's their own business.
You got to pray for your ministers.
Pray for us.
We need the help of God.
We can't give you the right food
if we don't understand it.
If you don't have the revelation of what we are talking about.
God, help me.
I need help from you.
I can't help myself.
I'll pray for you just a little moment after this.
If you believe God with me.
God answers prayer.
I want to bless you
with the blessings of God.
Whatever is your desire, raise your hand to God.
Just a little moment of prayer.
God knows what is beneath your hands.
Brother Abraham says it's against the gravitational force.
For you to do that is a sign that you are surrendering to him.
I don't know, I don't have the idea.
And even if I know, I may not be able to help you.
But I'm going to talk to him
who has sent me and who can help you.
Oh God.
See the hands of your children, Lord.
Even my hand too, oh God, is up.
Lord Jesus, we have seen ourselves in the mirror of your word.
I'm not here to cause offense, Lord.
They are my precious ones.
I love them with all my heart.
And I can't tell them nothing about the truth.
Almighty Father,
it's my prayer this hour
that you help us, Lord,
from our mistakes of life,
from our failures of life.
Lord, from wherever we have not lined up with this message.
Oh God, I need help from you so much, Lord.
Just like your children needed help from you, Lord.
Oh God, Father, whatsoever it is, you are more than a match.
With all my heart, I commit these hands into your able hands.
Lord, if it is financial need,
if it is material need,
if it is marital need,
Lord, if it is spiritual need,
Lord, whatsoever it is,
family problem,
family challenges,
Lord, you are more than able.
Lord Jesus,
I don't just come here to eat their food.
I don't just come here, oh God, Father, to shake your hands alone.
I come here and I will bless them with the blessings of God.
Lord, and you are the only one that can do it.
He said, the greatest prayer we can pray is, God bless you.
Lord, I pray,
may your blessings fall upon your children, Lord.
May they receive your blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, may you transform their lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
May you fight their battles in the name of Jesus Christ.
May you transform their lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, this week is in your hand.
Let there be a change in their lives, Lord.
Wherever they have been stagnated,
Lord, may they begin to make progress
in the name of Jesus Christ.
You are more than able to do it, Lord.
Bless the ministers here, oh God.
Bless the pastors of this church, oh God.
Bless every member, oh God, Father,
that are very supportive,
and those that are not,
Lord, may you change their thinking today, Lord.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord.
Receive all the glory, Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's holy name,
we have prayed.
Amen.
Oh, my heart sings today,
sings for joy and gladness.
Jesus is satisfied, banishes my sadness.
Guilt is gone,
and peace is mine.
Peace like to a river.
Jesus is wonderful, mighty to the
way. Amen.
Wonderful, oh wonderful.
Jesus is to me.
Praise God, Counselor,
Prince of Peace.
Mighty God is He,
the Lord
saving me,
keeping me
from all sin and shame.
Wonderful
is my Redeemer, my prayer.
The last time that.
Oh, living here with my love in a holy union, and day by day another way, holding sweet communion. Oh, I change grace I love in my lonely station.
Since my soul has received full and free salvation. Hallelujah, wonderful. Oh, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he, dear Lord, saving me.
One more time now. Hallelujah, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace. My God is in me. Saving me, keeping me, oh, from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, my prayer.
Let's bow our heads, commit our brother to God's hand for joining my sins when we go, and also the Lord will bless him, his family, and the church. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the fellowship we have had around your word since Friday. We are grateful unto you, Lord, for every service and the blessings that it carries. Dear Lord, we have been told by your prophet that we can never come to church and go by the same. It is either we go better or we go worse. Lord, it has never happened in history because we are your children that will come and go worse. We always go better. Because your word will always accomplish something in our lives. And this gathering is not an exception. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for bringing your servant across our path after these very many years. Thank you, O God, for the blessing has been to us on Friday and in all the services of today. We thank you very much. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, that you help each one of us as we have had your word, Lord, to think about it, ponder over it, meditate in them, O Father, Lord, and trust you for greater revelation. Lord, to be able, O God, to be a complete doer of your word. Dear Father, we pray, dear Lord, that your grace will stand and help every one of us. Your servant that you have made use of, O God, Lord, he also has requested that you also help him, Father. Lord, because the growth is for everybody. May you help him as you help us also. Lord Jesus, being that he will be returning back tomorrow, as he has said, Lord, for some reasons. Lord, when we'll be going, you are the one that brought him safely. May your presence go with him. Grant him joining my sincere Father, for a happy reunion to his family and the church. Let it be, dear Father. Oh God, we pray, Lord, that if the rapture has not taken place, we trust, Lord, that the next time that, Lord, you will have the privilege of visiting us, he will see us in higher heights. We will also see him in higher heights, Lord. Grant it unto us, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Our brother Shegun Solomon from Kaba that has also fellowship with us today, though he didn't have the privilege to preach. May your blessings be upon him. Take him back to his destination safely. And Lord, lift up his church and raise them up, O Father. Enlarge their course, Lord. Meet with all their needs, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you for all your servants you have used today in all the nations of the world. Lord Jesus, may you replenish them. Lift all the arms of their ministries. Lord, your children have sat down to hear your word. O God, the ability to live by the same, may you give unto everyone, Father. Thank you for healing the sick. Thank you for delivering the oppressed. Thank you, O God, for those who are filled with your spirit. Thank you for taking the saints to higher heights. We are grateful and we are thankful. May your name be glorified. Lord, you brought us safely in the morning. When we will return back home, we depend also upon you. Take us back home safely. This week has come against a new week, O God, and you have started with us in a glorious note. O Father, may the week be wonderful unto us. May be full of your blessings, may be full of your mercies, may be full of your visitations, may be full, O God, of deliverances, O God, may be full of your protection, Lord. Lord, may we experience great healings, O Father. Every outstanding request, may you grant them, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. For hearing and granting our petitions, we pray for our pastor yet, O God, that you be with him the few days he has left, and when he will be done, O God, bring him back home safely. Thank you for your servant that went to Bakatari. Be his strength, bring him back safely also. Thank you, dear Father. The services of this week may bring us closer unto you. We appreciate you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can have your seat for one moment. We want to thank the Lord for the coming of our brother. Truly, it's been away with us for away from us for many years. I don't know if I don't know whether he has come beside the one I know of. Does anyone remember the sermon he preached when he came here? No one. All right. He preached on the spirit of revival. I guess you can remember that sermon. Oh man. Yeah. He preached on the spirit of revival quite some years now, but I still remember. May the Lord be our help. And we want to thank the Lord for Brother Shegun Solomon, God bless you. Yeah, and like the pastor normally said that for visiting ministers, that anytime you feel led, that our doors are open. Go, Brother Solomon, and also Pastor Joshua Jia. Yeah. No, he's our in-law, as he has said. Yeah, I've been to his place maybe two times, if I'm not mistaken. The first time, I went with the first vehicle he bought, but I wanted to stay for the next service, which he requested. I couldn't stay because some of the entourage refused me. They refused me to stay. And that time, I was still a very nice, gentle boy. If it is today, I will have insisted that me, I am staying. You can go, but me, I am staying. But that time, I was still a very cool, gentle boy. I'm still gentle now, but when it comes to some policies, I'm not a puppet. Yeah, may the Lord be our help. Our pastor here that preached, you know, is from Bida, and several of our boys here have been to Bida for school, and that's the person that takes care of them, both physically and spiritually. Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's only Shewa I can see now among those that went, and his presence, okay. See, I think most of them are not in. We'll be very kind to them, and the Lord bless him and his family. And he said he doesn't have anything against us. And I think we also don't have anything against him. If there is anything, like Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, go and sin no more. As for why has not come all those years, his sins are forgiven. But Jesus added a statement, say, go and sin no more. See? He has not offended us also. And he's a teacher in the fivefold. If you understand, you know, the ministries, the way he, you know, and teachers are like this, you know, and we have had everything. Only because of time, he swallows some things. He only mentioned one and swallowed the rest of it. Even the one he mentioned, he just told us that we are using the wrong word. We'll trust God to use the right word. And then the other thing that they are swallowed, if they will be of blessing to us, somehow one day we will vomit them out, either privately or publicly. So we are grateful unto the Lord for all the services and the blessings we have received. I will encourage you to find time individually, because it was rushing. You take the tapes again, play them over for better understanding, and the Lord will bless us all. God bless you richly. May his coming rejoice our hearts. So on behalf of the pastor, the ministers, and the church, we want to appreciate you for your coming. We really enjoy your services. God bless you richly. God bless you. Right. We'll sing an hymn and dismiss. What number is that? Hymn is 2, 3, something or so. More about Jesus. You have seen it? Okay. Shower out.
Oh, more about Jesus. I know. Oh, more of his grace to your show. Oh, more of his saving fullness. More of his love. Oh, hallelujah. More about you. More about you, Jesus.
let me learn more of His holy will. This and oh Spirit of God, mighty, Javir, oh showing the things of Christ. Hallelujah, faithfulness, more of His love you die for. Oh, more of but Jesus in His word. Oh, holy communion with my Lord. Here is what His glory, all His hope, all of His kingdom shall increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. Oh, more about Jesus. Oh, more about Jesus. More of His saving fullness, more of His love who died for me. Oh, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, oh, more of His saving fullness, see more of His love who died for. Oh, more about Jesus. Oh, more about Jesus. Oh,